Happy birthday.
Good morning. Things you need to know this morning. A state senator has introduced bills that would give money back to the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority in Atlantic City for projects and to extend developer benefits another 20 years. Atlantic County Republican Senator Vince Faustina introduced a bill that would send all revenue generated by the casino hotel room occupancy fee to the CRDA for a total of $12 million each year.
In Ventnor, a portion of the boardwalk will be closed for repair. The boardwalk will be closed from Surrey Ave to the Fishing Pier Access Ramp starting Monday for a $7.1 million reconstruction project, according to the city.
There might be some tired sports fans at work today. Last night's World Series game lasted 18 innings, ended about 3 this morning as the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 6-5. Los Angeles is up 2-1 in the best of 7 series.
Yeah, I didn't get to bed till almost 11. That's late for us.
So you missed most of the game.
I know. I thought it went on forever.
Here's
it did. Here's Jersey weather for today. Mostly cloudy. Chance of a spotty shower or two. High of 56.
Great. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. It's time now for Jana's fangirl update.
And Kane Brown, he just leveled up Halloween and birthday goals. His wife, Caitlin, just threw him a full-on spooky bash for his 32nd birthday. He showed up as Papa Smurf. It was blue paint, beard, the whole deal. The party had a pick-your-poison drink menu. There was a mini haunted house, a chocolate cake, big enough to make Willy Wonka jealous, honestly. It looks, I don't know how that family's, thank God there's so many of them, because they're going to be eating that cake for days. That's why they have the freezer, right? You can check out all the details from Kane's Halloween party right now, catcountry1073.com. Man, what a great time. Wish we were there. Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany, is living everyone's sweet piggy dreams. I want a pig, that's why I got to say that. Her pet pig, Betty, is living her best barnyard life right now. She's got her own custom barn. There's flowers all over it. There's a cute sign. It says Betty's Barn. Brittany posted the whole thing. Betty's out here just wagging her tail, snacking on veggies. Total queen energy. Jason says they're not going full on farm mode anytime soon, though. We've got an inside look at Betty the Pig's new digs right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl update.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Later on this morning at 7:20, we'll be asking weird or not weird going to Disney. And you have young kids, but you leave the kids home alone. It's a couple's trip to the Magic Kingdom without the little kids. Weird or not weird? A lot of responses so far. I'm surprised by how many people say, it's fine. Leave the kids at home.
Yeah.
Go see Mickey Mouse.
Weird or
not weird? Without little Joey and Jana.
I got thoughts. I'll just say that.
All right. We'll talk more at 7:20. Let us know what you think. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. We've got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to Las Vegas to see Lainey Wilson. We'll fly you there, throw you up in a hotel, give you $500 in cash, concert tickets to see Lainey for you and your bestie, and you'll go backstage to meet Lainey Wilson.
Hi, Lainey.
She's great. You're going to love her. She's so much fun.
Five chances to win today. Your first chance will be at 8:20 this morning. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by your friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Brian in Galloway has sent us today's joke.
Brian, thank you.
Couple invited to a Halloween party, but the wife got a terrible headache and told her husband to go to the party alone. He begged her to go, but she said no. She would take some aspirin and go to bed. She didn't want to spoil his fun. So he put on his bear costume and went off to the party. After sleeping soundly for an hour, the woman woke up feeling better. It was still early. She decided to go to the party after all.
Oh, good.
She thought it would be fun to watch how her husband acted when she wasn't there, so she wore a brand new costume he wouldn't recognize. Well, she joined the party and soon spotted her husband cavorting around on the dance floor, dancing with every hot girl in the joint, not keeping his hands to himself, if you know what I mean.
Uh-oh.
Angrily, she sidled up to her husband, who immediately left his dance partner to check out this new babe. Again, he didn't know who she was. She let him go as far as he wished, naturally, since she was her husband. Finally, he whispered a little proposition in her ear, and she agreed. So they went back in the back and yada, yada, yada. She then slipped away and went home, appalled at her husband's behavior. She put the costume away and waited and waited, angrily, ready to blast him when he got home. When he did get home, she was in bed pretending to read. She asked him if he had a good time. He said, "No, not really. I never have a good time when you're not there." She said, "Oh, is that so? You didn't dance at all." "Nope, not one dance." gritting her teeth in anger now. She said, not even one?
Uh-oh.
He said, no. As soon as I arrived, I saw Pete, Bill, and some other guys. Because you weren't there, I just went with them into the den and played poker. His wife is now furious.
Yes.
You must have looked like a real jerk playing poker in your bear costume. The husband said, well, actually, I lent my costume to your brother, and he told me he had the best time ever.
Oh!
This weekend or Monday, something like that.
It's going to be good. It's his memoir.
I wonder if he talks about his short-lived marriage to Renee Zellweger.
That's what everybody wants to know about.
I've seen, you know, him talk about the book, and I've seen promos for the book, but I don't know if that'll be interesting to see if that's in the book.
For sure.
This is the weekend. We change our clocks.
Spring forward, fall back.
Forward.
Spring forward.
Forward.
Back.
The best $99 we ever spent, right? Hey, Tuesday morning, coming up at 7:20. Weird or not weird? Parents of young children who go to Disney World on vacation but leave the young children home alone. Why aren't you taking the kids to Disney with you? Why are you going to Disney without kids? Isn't there a better place to go for you two? Weird or not weird? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. All kinds of answers already. We'll talk about the best ones coming up at 7:20 this. Good morning, we're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. A state senator has introduced bills that would give money back to the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority in Atlantic City for projects and to extend developer benefits another 20 years. Atlantic County Republican Senator Vince Palestina introduced a bill that would send all revenue generated by the casino hotel room occupancy fee to the CRDA for a total of $12 million each year.
In Ventnor, a portion of the boardwalk will be closed for repair. The boardwalk will be closed from Surrey Ave to the Fishing Pier Access Ramp starting Monday for a $7.1 million reconstruction project, according to the city.
There might be some tired sports fans at work today. Last night's World Series game lasted 18 innings, ended about 3 this morning as the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 6-5. Los Angeles is up 2-1 in the best of 7 series.
Yeah, I didn't get to bed till almost 11. That's late for us.
So you missed most of the game.
I know. I thought it went on forever.
It did.
Here's South Jersey weather for today. Mostly cloudy. Chance of a spotty shower or two. High of 50.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana, but who's counting? Birthday shout-out start right now. Happy birthday to Matt Chandler of Tuckerton. Matt is 38. Donna Hitchner of Leesburg is 57. Nicole from South Egg Harbor, 43.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Happy birthday to Thomas Hickman of Millville. Thomas, 38. Kevin Burke of Parkertown has a birthday. It's Susan Graziano's birthday. Susan is from Wildwood. She's 62. Paul Austin is celebrating today, as is Jim Mandis of Hamilton.
Woo!
Happy birthday, Heather Spiegelmeyer of Vineland. Heather is 41. Jennifer Brandenberger of Linwood is 38. And happy birthday, Robin Worker of Egg Harbor Township, who's 65.
You guys all are birthday twins, and you're also sharing a birthday. Brad Paisley is celebrating today. He's 53. Happy birthday.
All right, our birthday person of the day today, Jennifer Brandenberger of Linwood. She's 38. Happy birthday, Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. As Jana said earlier, this is the day people are mad at us.
Yep.
For what we're going to say. 609-383-1073. You hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's weird or not weird going to Disney when you have young children, we'll say under 12, going to Disney when you have young children, leaving the kids at home so you can go to Disney. Just the adults. And I'm not talking about like Epcot Center. We all want to drink around the world at Epcot Center. I'm not talking about some of the other parks, but we're talking like Magic Kingdom, where it's the castle.
Right.
It's Mickey Mouse. Right. It's Minnie Mouse. It's Cinderella. Are you going to leave the kids at home while you, as the adult, enjoys that?
Is it okay? I mean, sure, it's a free country. Do whatever you
want. No, it's not.
Is it weird?
Yes.
Yes. I'm just going to say, I think it's weird. Now,
we're not hiding our feelings at all.
No, but I will say this. So if you're like, oh, well, is going to Universal without your kids weird? No. And I'm going to say, here's why.
It's not Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Right. Universal is not necessarily built solely as a kid's attraction. So there's a level of maturity difference there.
Yeah.
Now, I do understand, like, Disney World is an escape. It's, like, where you go to, like, turn your brain off and, like, have the most magical time.
But your That's 7-year-old boy is home all alone with grandma and grandpa. And you're riding the, what's the teacup ride?
The teacups and then the Dumbo ride.
It's a small world after all. Well, except for our kiddies home.
Right. Yeah. So like, and here's the thing. Okay. So Joe and I are chatting about this morning. However, it's not that we have not had detailed conversations about this exact topic before we talked about it off the air. I do want to say, and Joe said I could share this, it's different if and when you don't have children.
Okay. I can see
and
that.
You want to go to Disney, by all means, go to Disney.
But if you have a 7 and a 9-year-old home alone.
Right.
With the grandparents.
Right.
Take them with you. You're spending all that money.
Like, we're not saying, like, necessarily being a Disney adult is weird. It just crosses.
Not as weird.
But like, if you're crossing into like, we're leaving the kids at home to go to their most magical place on earth. It's like, why?
Imagine the look on little Timmy's face
when you're
tell him a Disney trip is coming up,
but it's not for you. Like, are you, what? Like, there's so many other places you could go to as an adult, like Mexico, anywhere overseas.
The Bahamas. Las Vegas.
For what you pay for
Disney
World.
Have you ever been to a Sandals?
Right. Yes. And I'm telling you right now, I don't care how you justify it, the prices at Disney World are actually insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts.
$200 to get in, though.
And you have to pay. Have to pay for all of your food. Oh, well, I get the dining plan. You still paid for it. It's not an all-inclusive. Like, what do you mean? So, like, I don't... And everyone's going to say, well, that's how much it costs to go to Ocean City or Wildwood or whatever for the week. I mean, sure, but you got the beach. You got the boardwalk. You could go anywhere. You could go up and down the coast if you wanted to enjoy... Like, I don't know. It's just... I got some thoughts. I said I had thoughts. There they are.
Robin says adults need to be kids, too.
Sure.
In a heartbeat. If I had little kids, I'd leave them home.
Sure.
Jennifer, guilty. Or Kelly, guilty. Not weird because there's some rides and bars and things kids can't do, and it's fun to be able to do them, not have to swap or have someone with you to watch kids. Chelsea said 100% weird. Victoria, weird. Our boy goes everywhere with us.
Right. Like, we're not saying it's weird to go to Disney as an adult. We're saying, not necessarily. We're saying it's weird... To, like, when you have kids, to go without your kid. Like, right. Like, blatantly, like, see you, little Joey. See you, little Joe Kelly. We're leaving you with Grandma. What?
Gabrielle says, my husband and I did it. We are big Disney people, and we did a trip with just us, and my dad watched the kids. Michael, take them with you. Grandparents, take the kids with you. Grandparents need a break, too.
Yeah, right.
Lindsay is on our team. She says, weird, sorry, but parenting is about sacrifice, all of it. I can't imagine telling my kids I'm going to Disney and they aren't.
Right.
When they're grown, I'll wish they were little again. When I'm older and they're moved out, I can do those things. But when you're a parent of children, it's about them, not you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kathy from Hamilton on the app. She says, parents deserve a vacation. Sure.
Again.
But, like, to Disney, though.
Don't make your kids mad because, like, you're going on vacation to their place.
Go to Universal. Like, especially if you have, like, 5-year-olds. Like, again, understand if you want to go to Universal. You can't leave your kid with the ride attendant while you're going on all the upside down. Like, I get that. Totally.
Our phones are all ringing. If they keep ringing, hang on as long as you can, and we'll get to three mornings with Joe and Jana again. I'll mention this. Jana said earlier this morning, this is the morning we make everybody mad. our question, weird or not weird, going to Disney without your young kids who you leave home, you know, or obviously with an adult. We're not talking about leaving kids home alone, but... You're going to Disney, the place for kids, and we're talking the Magic Kingdom here. Mickey, Minnie, Cinderella's Castle.
Right.
The parents are going, but the kids stay home. Weird or not weird?
It's weird. And it's just like, I don't know, like you can go anywhere. Again, I'm going to leave it at that. I think it's weird. You can let us know your thoughts, by the way, on social media. We have a post up. Make sure you comment. Let us know your thoughts. Weird or not weird. Leaving your kids home while you get off to Disney World as a grown adult. At your big age, are you leaving the kids with grandma and grandpa so you can go ride Dumbo?
Lori is from Mays Landing. Go ahead, Lori.
It's mean. It's just mean to leave your children home to go to Disney.
I agree. That's like the entire point. Like, why would you? Do you agree with us, Lori? Like, if you're, it's okay if like you don't have kids, like go wherever you want. But like to blatantly go to Disney,
Neighbor did it a couple years ago for Easter. Left her husband and her little kids at home and went with her girlfriend. And I'm like, that's just mean.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Trivia brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Up for grabs today, we have a $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Beer Hall in Atlantic City. Great drink, great food. Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall. It's a
every
fun
time.
Time.
We say this in the morning and I'm like, every time we talk about it, it makes me hungry.
Here's the question this morning. These are classified by the measurements of 30 ounces, 27 ounces, 24 ounces, 21 ounces, and 18 ounces.
It's not beer.
No. What am I talking about? At first, I thought baseball bats, but that's not right.
Why would you think that?
Because bats come in 30 ounces, 27 ounces.
Sports, right.
These are classified by the measurements of 30 ounces, 27 ounces, 24 ounces, 21 ounces, and 18 ounces.
Very specific.
What are we talking about here? You have a guess?
Well, first I said beer. Then I said maybe formula. But that's not
baby
right either.
No. Yeah. Good morning. Hope everything is going your way this morning. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, a $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. Here's the question. These are classified by the measurements of 30 ounces, 27 ounces, 24 ounces, 21 ounces, and 18 ounces.
And it's not beer.
And it's not baseball bats. Hi, Cat Country.
Is it water bottles?
Water bottles is not it. Thank you.
That would have been another one of my guesses, but I think that's too easy for Joe.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, candles?
Candles is not it. Thank you.
That's a great guess.
That's interesting.
I always have like six burning.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it Stanley?
Stanley Cup.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it eggs?
Eggs is absolutely right.
Nailed it.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you just guess?
I just guessed because I was thinking, I don't know why I was thinking eggs, but I thought they come in different categories.
Yes,
right.
In different cartons.
If a dozen eggs weighs 30 ounces or more, they're classified as jumbo, 27 ounces extra large, 24 large, 21 ounces medium, 18 ounces for a dozen eggs. Those are small eggs.
Taught me something new today. What's your name?
My name is Karen.
Where are you from, Karen?
From Northfield.
We've got a $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall for you. Congratulations.
Lucky. Good job, Karen.
Oh. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Happy Tuesday. Jana, what's your most irrational fear?
Lately,
what are you afraid of?
It's been afraid that my ceiling in my bedroom is going to collapse on top of me.
And there's
well
a reason
now.
For that because it's actually happening.
It's literally happening. Like, I literally have contractors in my condo today, yes.
Why is it collapsing?
I don't know. I'm on the top floor. I don't know. Huh. We'll get to the bottom of it hopefully eventually. But I want to say, like, my not necessarily irrational fear, but I'm a good swimmer and I know what to do in this situation. I'm afraid of, like, getting caught in a rip current. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yes, you've
and you're
now
like
given
fighting
me two
against
fears, even though
yes,
I asked for one.
Sorry, but, like, that scares me. Why? What's yours?
Here's my most irrational fear: running out of toilet paper. This is why I make the Sam's Club run every few weeks.
Okay.
However, that fear might be cured. Charmin, the toilet paper people, are out with the ultimate forever roll.
What does that mean?
It means one roll of toilet paper from Charmin in this forever roll has as much toilet paper, 1,700 sheets, as 32 rolls of toilet paper.
I challenge you, Charmin, because
it actually, you can buy
what Taylor does in the bathroom.
Right now, it comes in a package of two rolls. It comes with its own holder because you can't just put it on the wall because it's not going to fit because it's so freaking humongous.
She's a thick one.
It's
thick,
32 thick times the sheets of a standard roll of toilet paper.
She's thick.
For their starter kit.
It's which a is starter
two,
kit?
Which is 2 months worth of toilet paper. You get the roll and you get the apparatus to hold the roll, yeah. And you get two rolls, and it's $37.
I was going
to
say, that's got to be like pushing $50. Something like
$37
that.
$37 on Amazon. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. A state senator has introduced bills that would give money back to the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority in Atlantic City for projects and to extend developer benefits another 20 years. Atlantic County Republican Senator Vince Palestina introduced a bill that would send all revenue generated by the casino hotel room occupancy fee to the CRDA for a total of $12 million each year.
In Ventnor, a portion of the boardwalk will be closed for repair. The boardwalk will be closed from Surrey Ave to the Fishing Pier access ramp starting Monday for a $7.1 million reconstruction project, according to the city.
There might be some tired sports fans at work today. Last night's World Series game lasted 18 innings, ended about 3 this morning as the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 6-5. Los Angeles is up 2-1 in the best of 7 series.
Yeah, I didn't get to bed till almost 11. That's late for us.
So you missed most of the game.
I know. I thought it went on forever.
It did.
Here's South Jersey weather for today. Mostly cloudy. Chance of a spotty shower or two. High of 56.
Backcountry 107.3. Mornings with Joe and John. On time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are 5 of them. Number 1. I could never give up my dog. He knows too much. He knows
sure
all
does.
The secrets. Number 2. If you don't have a crazy ex, guess what?
You're that one.
It's 3. Number 3. Hate to even imagine how lonely the inventor of the pet rock was.
That's sad. That's
number 4. Trunk or treat sounds more like a kidnapping proposition.
I never thought of it in that light.
Yeah.
We're just going to leave it there.
Get in the trunk. We're Joe and John. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number 5. Kids today are excited to download new apps. Back in my day, I was excited my Slinky made it down 2 steps. Donna, good morning. We'd like to send you to Las Vegas to see and meet. How you doing? Lainey Wilson.
Vegas, baby.
You and your bestie will fly there on us. We got a hotel room for you. We got $500 in spending cash, concert tickets, and we sneak you backstage to meet Lainey before the show. All included. What you need to do to win is to listen 5 times every weekday for the Lainey Wilson Code. When you get a code, get as many as you can, by the way. Go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, pop that sucker open, and click on the button that says Lainey and type in your code.
It's really easy.
Codes come your way every morning at 8:20 and 10:20, every afternoon at 1:20 and 4:20, every evening at 7:20. Times are approximate. Here's your first code of the day. 225.
225, that's the code that you need. You're going to type that in, 225. You'll be on your way.
With Thursday morning at 7:15, we're going to give away another pair of 4-day passes to the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Last week we did phone sex. We got a brand new game to unveil this Thursday. It's going to be awesome. It's going to happen 7:15 Thursday morning. So put a reminder in your phone and be here then. It's time for breaking pineapple news. Jana, cue the pineapple theme.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. And you said that's the only time I'll be able to sing it. So,
Dole has reported that after 15 years of research, they've developed the Colada Royale pineapple.
What does
that
mean?
The pineapple is green and gold on the outside.
Okay.
Cream colored inside.
Sure.
It's been bred to have notes of coconut and pina colada. As well as 2.5 times as much vitamin B6 as your standard pineapple.
So there you go.
So a pineapple that tastes like pina colada.